Hello.
Hi, Miss Jackson.
Hello.
Is this Miss Jackson?
Yes.
Alabama Department of Labor. I'm sorry we got disconnected, or did you hang up or?
No, we had to have gotten disconnected some kind of way.
Okay. And what was your savings account?
The routing number.
Yes, ma'am. I got the routing. What's your savings account number?
Oh, 10, 21, 13.
Okay. Okay. So for the routing number, I have 262-277-189, and the account number is 102113.
Yes.
Okay. And verify your mailing address for me.
828 34th Avenue, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401.
And is the resident and mailing address the same?
Yes.
Have your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
What's your primary phone number?
205-203-17, I mean, 205-205-5718.
Okay. Do you have a secondary number or email address you want to add?
No.
All right. So I have the mailing address is 828 34th Avenue, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401. And the primary number is 205-203-5718. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Security statement course to verify your identity. When filing the UC benefits, you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Madison, Decatur, Veterans Hospital, Dothan, none of the above.
Okay, can you please repeat that for me?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Madison, Decatur, Veterans Hospital, Dothan, none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1983 Dodge Ram Charger, 85 Cadillac Cirrus, 86 Mercedes-Benz 190, 88 Jaguar XJC.
The 1985 Cadillac Cimarron.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 103 Berenu Drive, 1303 Circlewood Drive, 2700 Mill King Jr. Boulevard, 4516 Ashby Avenue. Never been associated.
2700 Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Okay. Oh, it's a Mill King.
Well, that one, 2700, but
Okay.
it should be ML King Boulevard, Martin Luther King Boulevard. That's what it should be. But yes, that's the address.
Okay. All right. And which of the following age ranges closely matches the age of Martha Jackson, 21, 25, 40, 46, I mean 40, 44, 56 to 60, and 72 to 76? Never been associated.
72 to 76.
Okay. Which of the following street have you never lived at or used as your address? Queen City Avenue, 2nd Drive North, 25th Street, and 2700 Martin Luther King B. None of the above.
Oh, I have been associated with
The
them.
2700.
Yes.
Okay, now that's a Martin Luther King. The other one was Mill Drive, so we probably should have put no on that
Yo,
one.
we'll put no on that one then because the
I can't.
2700.
Yeah, I can't go. It won't let me go back to that one.
Okay.
So we just put it on here, and I guess it'll be all right. Okay.
Okay.
That was it. It said Meal King, not Martin.
Yeah, that's what I
Okay.
mean. Okay.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last day of work?
The 9th of this month, December 9th.
Okay, 2022. Has your phone number changed since last time you filed? 205-203-5718.
No.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification dealing with gestational wages? Did you say no on that?
No.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally, physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Say that again.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a different day return to work?
Yes, January 9th, 2023.
Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to company period scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. You said January the 19th?
No, January 9th. 9th. 19th.
Oh, 9th.
Yes.
Okay, 2023.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And yes. Okay. And what's your job description?
I do food service work.
Okay. Combined food preparation worker, food service, non-restaurant, counter attendants, cafeteria, waitress and waitress.
Yes, all of it.
Cooked restaurant?
Oh, no, I work in a girl's dormitory on the university.
Okay, like a cafeteria?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. And who is your last separating employer that you're filing on?
Well, I worked at my last job was is Upper Crust Food Service.
Okay. Upper Crust Food Service?
Yes.
Do you have a number for them?
Yes, 205-393-9797.
Okay, 205-393-9797.
Yes.
And what's your last day of work again?
On the 9th. This Friday just passed on the 9th.
Okay. What's your start date with them?
Oh, shit. I've been working for them about 4 years now, if I'm not mistaken. I remember it was October the 17th, if I'm not mistaken. That was my start date, somewhere around in there. This is 22. So I think I went out there in, I want to say maybe 18, 19, somewhere around in there, I think so. I've been with them about 3 or 4 years, if I'm not mistaken.
3 or 4 years? Okay. What date am I?
In October.
October.
I'm just thinking, baby, I don't remember all the way back to that day. I'm just guessing.
I mean, I'm just
like
saying
the 17th.
Close.
I think it was the 17th.
Okay.
I think it was. Okay. I don't remember it.
17th, did you say October?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, October 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So 28th?
Yeah, I think, or 19th, somewhere around in there.
Okay.
Yes,
cool. Okay.
Yeah, I've been all with right. them about 3-4 years.
Right. Okay, all right. That's 4 years, okay. So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay at your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday?
After my last day of work? No, I'm not going to get vacation pay or holiday pay. No sick pay, none of that. Mm-mm.
Okay. Have you applied for pension? Are you receiving pension?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other lack of work, laid off, no work available?
Laid off work, no work available because all the girls have to go home for the holiday, for Christmas and New Year's. Then we'll go back, you know, on the 9th of January. Yeah, I've been doing this for a minute now, yeah. I used to work at Spelman back in the past with Metz Food Culinary. I know you can see it in the computer. I worked with them about 9 years, so.
Okay. Okay. Where did you perform your work?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld with federal income tax? Okay. All right. So your temporary PIN number is going to be 4077.
Okay.
4077. I'm going to read your closing statements. And I give you the numbers if you need them when I finish. Closing statements, default instructions, and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it's 1-800-752-7389. Your week certification can be made Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Jackson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Okay, so do you need
okay.
the number?
Okay, see, did I keep up with you? You did it. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
1-800-752-7389.
I got that one.
Okay, all right. And you got the website, www.labor.alabama.gov. Okay, you'll get started this coming Sunday, which is the week of the 19th, I believe. Hold on a second. My calendar back. That's going to be the 18th. The week of the 18th. And you have from Sunday up until Friday to get it called in. As long as you get it called in before Friday at 5, you're going to report your earnings for this week. And the number for the inquiry line, if you don't have that, is 1-800-361-4524. 1-800-361-4524. That's the inquiry line. If you don't receive your booklet in the mail within 7 days, it's supposed to mail you one out. But if you don't receive it, you can reach out to the inquiry line. Or if you're concerned about payments, also reach out to the inquiry line. All right. And they also want you to update your resume. You can go to the Alabama Career Center or you can go to the website, Alabama Works. There's one word with an S on it, .alabama. Spell Alabama all the way out both times, .gov. AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov. You can find the same website on the labor.alabama.gov website. You can look at the top where it says online services and click on that, and it's one of the drop down boxes, Alabama Works. So, do you know how to get to your portal page?
No.
Okay, so you go to the same website, labor.alabama.gov, and once you get there, you'll see a red box says claim it, and right underneath claim it, you'll see claim it portal. Click on Claim It Portal, and it's going to take you to a login. And then it's going to ask you if you want to continue with Apple, Google, or Microsoft, but you might want to continue with Google, okay? So that's your Claim It Portal. So you might not be able to access it until next week when you do the first week of certification. Then you can go online and access it if you haven't heard anything from them. It just gives you a little updated information on the claim.
No, ma'am.
More questions? Okay, and you know you have to file every week, correct? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a great day. Happy
yes, ma'am. You as well. Thank you so very much, and I hope you have a great rest of your week as well.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Happy holidays.
Well,
Thank
ma'am.
you.
Thank you so much. All right. Happy holidays.